Thunder Bay. Numerous municipal services and recreation facilities are impacted by the Ontario government's decision to implement new restrictions on public activities to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The City of Thunder Bay announced the details late Tuesday, saying it continues to comply with all provincial orders and to follow the advice of public health experts, while ensuring the continuation of essential services. City Manager Norm Gale said, "Life in a pandemic continues to take a toll on all of us. For almost 2 years now, we have been battling COVID-19, and it continues to be a very challenging time. But city employees and the entire community have shown remarkable resiliency, and I thank everyone for their continued patience, hard work and understanding. The changes below will be in effect until at least January 26. Closure of recreation facilities and programs. The following facilities will close effective Wednesday, January 5 at 12:01 a.m. Credits will automatically be applied to client accounts for affected registrations and bookings. Canada Games Complex Volunteer Pool. Churchill Pool has remained closed under renovation. Arenas. Fort William Gardens, Nebing, Delaney, Port Arthur, Grandview. Current River FWG box office will reopen Monday, January 10 for regular hours 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Older adult centers, 55 Plus Center and West Arthur, remained closed after holiday break. Takeout food service, curbside pickup, will continue for River Street Cafe, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday to Friday. Community centers, West Thunder, Current River, North End, Oliver Road, North McIntyre, Jumbo Gardens, South Nebing, Vale, Vickers Heights, West Arthur, includes volunteer board-operated community centers, Kinsman Youth Center Youth Inclusion Program indoor sites and new client referrals. Baggage Building Arts Center, remained closed after holiday break. Water Garden Pavilion, Prince Arthur's Landing Rink will remain open, Centennial Botanical Conservatory. The city's outdoor rinks will remain open. Washrooms and heated change rooms will also remain available as per the posted capacity and rules, but should only be used for changing, not staying inside for an extended period as per the provincial regulations. City Hall and Victoriaville Civic Center. City Hall and Victoriaville Civic Center remain closed with service available by advanced appointment booking. Victoriaville Mall will be open to the public at 50% capacity. The food court will be closed. Municipal Child Care Centers Algoma, Grace Remus, Ogden, and Woodcrest Child Care Centers are open to existing preschool-aged children only until January 13. Any changes based on staffing capacity will be communicated to affected clients. The city is currently assessing capacity to potentially offer emergency child care subject to provincial regulations. Pioneer Ridge Long-Term Care, in addition to ending social absences for residents, includes outside visits and stopping general visitation. Pioneer Ridge will start daily rapid testing for every person entering the building. Support workers providing services to residents will be able to continue services and will be tested with each entry. They will provide service to residents in the residence room only and can only provide service to resident cohorts. No support worker will visit more than one cohort in a day. Window and virtual visits are continuing and encouraged, and can be booked by calling the command center and leaving a message at 684-3956. With recreation facilities closed, residents are encouraged to make use of outdoor city park amenities including rinks and trails, while continuing to follow all public health guidelines. For a detailed list of city services, electronic services, information, and a list of phone numbers to make appointment bookings, visit the city's online directory at www.thunderbay.ca/A-to-Z.